Good morning, it's Philip Cummings, and I just finished my morning run, 6.25 miles, plus a little extra for the cool down. It was actually a really beautiful morning, a little overcast, and a breeze at times, so it wasn't so bad. But I ran a long way, and I actually passed the 500-mile mark of total miles run now, so I feel pretty good about that. As I was running this morning, a couple of things were on my mind, and I just wanted to capture them here. One is just gratitude, being thankful. I'm surrounded by some really amazing people, and I've had some amazing opportunities. Two different groups really come to mind right now. The first is just the people that I worked with last week at the masterclass with John Hunter. John's just a extraordinary individual, as is Jamie Baker, but so were my colleagues from all around the world, Eric from Norway, and Janet from New Zealand, and everyone, just the folks that came from Miami, and San Francisco, and Houston, and the folks that are here locally, and even Ray coming all the way from Vietnam. It's just was an extraordinary week, and I appreciate so much what everyone shared, and I really am taking these folks and their courage with me into the school year. The other group that I'm really thankful for are just my next door neighbors. We spent much of yesterday afternoon staining our fence to make sure that we meet some homeowners association regulations, and Dave and Michelle, our next door neighbors, did the lion's share of the work, really, and then we got to enjoy a meal together last night. It was really the first time we'd been able to do that, and we've lived side by side for a long time, and I'm just very thankful for them, for their servant hearts, and just for the good relationship that our families have. It's nice to have neighbors that you love and that are good folks. A couple other things just kind of rambling through my head this morning as I ran were just thinking about last week and the coups and the kids' need to kind of overthrow things to assert their authority. I've been thinking a little bit about what I need to overthrow in my own life as a teacher. What are the things that maybe are holding me back? I'm still thinking a little bit about the fears and the shoulds from last week, and just kind of contemplating what I need to change and where I need to make some modifications in order to overcome those things that might be holding me back. I've been thinking a little bit about, I think it's our principal, Mr. Fruitt, who tells the boys that courage isn't the absence of fear, but it's recognizing that there's something more important than your fear. And so I've been thinking about that a little bit this morning. I don't know, it may not be original to Mr. Fruitt. It may be something he got somewhere else, but the boys think it came from him, so that's significant in and of itself. And then just a final thought has more to do, I guess, really with running than anything else, but maybe it's a metaphor, and that is, got to keep the sweat out of your eyes. And as I was running, my hat had gotten full of my sweat. It was running down my face and into my eyes. My eyes were starting to burn, and it really became at times hard to focus on the road. And you know, there's a lot of things that kind of come at you through the year, a lot of minor problems and minor issues, kind of the sweat in the eyes. But I think it's really important as teachers that we, first of all, maybe that we wear something that keeps that out of our eyes if possible. I'm not sure about that. But second of all, that we kind of keep our eyes fixed on the things that matter most, have our vision be broad, and that we be looking at the big picture and not getting caught too much up in the little things that maybe aren't so important. So anyway, I don't know if any of that's going anywhere, but it's kind of been what's on my mind this morning. I hope you have a great day. Thanks.